Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
If you had to think about ways, creative ways to keep yourself active, if you've got a job that really is stuck behind a desk all day, what can you do aside from getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to make sure you get your workout in? And after the end of the day, you're exhausted from work, and it's hard sometimes to work out then too. So what can you do to get exercise throughout the day that actually will make a difference? My guest is Kim De La Fuente. She's a community exercise educator with Spectrum Health and the Healthier Communities Initiative. Welcome to the show, Kim. Tell us
Thanks, Melanie.
Some creative ways, things that people can do, even if they're stuck at a desk or if they work in a kitchen, or anything that they can do that will get them up and moving.
So let's start with some things that you can do at home. And you mentioned working in a kitchen. Some things that come to mind, some ways to maybe get some resistance training in without thinking too hard about it or going to the gym, would be when you're unloading the dishwasher, to squat down, grab the dish out of the dishwasher, and then as you're moving towards the cupboard to put it away, you can add a lunge, you can add a twist. That would be one thing to do. Another idea that comes to mind is, how often do we stand in front of a microwave waiting for it to finish, thinking that if we watch it, it's going to go faster? So that would be another good opportunity to incorporate some resistance movements in with that as well. Again, you know, maybe doing some squats, maybe doing some countertop push-ups. And another thing that I think, for those of us that have electric toothbrushes, we have 2 minutes, roughly, on the timer of the toothbrush. So maybe adding in some hula hoop moves or doing some sidestepping while we're brushing our teeth. So there's a lot of different things that we can do just by getting creative and adding that extra movement.
Well, I think that's really a good idea. And I was thinking that even as you're getting those dishes out, to really stick your tush out, keep your back straight, keep your chest up, make a good squat. You know,
absolutely,
get a good squat in. And then instead of putting that dish right away, I mean, I'm just taking this off of what you just said, go do it again and bend up and down like 15 times and then put it away. Or take a lap around the kitchen while the microwave, and besides, you shouldn't be standing in front of a microwave anyway because that's weird waves. And
right.
It's not good for us.
Yeah, that's never a good thing. So, yeah.
And that's never a good thing. Yeah, but getting that extra, it's a great idea to use that time instead of standing around. Now, I'm a person, Kim, who never will watch a television show. I will only watch a television show on the treadmill. So I will not sit down and watch TV shows. So I will only watch on the treadmill. So if you can train yourself to do these things and jump around, we'll all look like a little bit foolish, but get our activity in, right?
Okay. Who cares? Anything goes in the privacy of your own home, right? And I also think, you know, other things like marching in place and, you know, playing off the piece of standing and waiting for the microwave to finish. We also probably do the same thing with the dryer or other appliances. So anything but standing, and certainly anything more than sitting, but just moving and getting as creative as you can with it. And I also think there's a lot of opportunities at work to find that extra time to be active. You know, oftentimes I'll take a laptop and stand at a countertop that's a little bit higher and do my work standing instead of sitting. And for those that are lucky enough to have treadmill desk, that's definitely an option as well. And for those people that aren't familiar with that, it's a treadmill that is equipped with a desktop, and you're able to walk at about 2 miles an hour, just enough to get the blood flowing, but still check the email, maybe do a little web search, and it's very popular in our office. In fact, we oftentimes fight over our time on the treadmill desk. And, you know, finding the extra time at lunch, maybe you have 10 minutes, you know, grab a coworker, go out, maybe do some walking. You can do some stair challenges where you're, you know, every week maybe you're adding on an extra flight of stairs. And just getting creative with that movement at work, too. There's a lot of opportunities there.
Yes, and I think that those are the ways. You have to take advantage of those opportunities, Kim. I completely agree with you. And so to use those times, now even if your boss you know, gives you a big project, as mm-hmm. I'm sure yours does and mine does, you know, getting up every 10 minutes, not sitting yep. for longer than 10 minutes, get up, you know, and I'm standing right now. I'm standing. My producers probably aren't going to like that, but I'm standing right now because sitting just gets to be, it reduces that blood flow and lowers your motivational level. So marching in place, I like that. Just tell me something with the treadmill desk, since you've used one.
Uh-huh.
Can you actually get work done? Can you actually write down things or use a computer walking on a treadmill desk?
Yeah, you know what works best for me is, like I said, checking email, maybe doing some web searches. It's, you know, it's more difficult for me to, you know, maybe write a document or do something along those lines. But certainly, for the first things I mentioned, it's very useful. And it's, you know,
what does it go about, 1 mile an hour?
Yeah, it goes up to 2 miles an hour. So just mm-hmm. a nice slow pace. So that would be, you know, walking about 3 miles in an hour. So it's just, it's nice. And it gets the blood flowing, as you said. I think a lot of the problem with sitting too much is that, you know, our circulation gets reduced. And we just kind of start feeling lethargic after a period of time. And just by the simple act of getting up and moving around, we can really re-energize ourselves. We can boost up that creativity. And I find personally when I stand and even use the laptop at work that I just feel more energetic. I feel like I have a little more to offer to the projects that I'm working on, and it seems like a win-win.
Well, it certainly helps with our mental alertness. Now, just to recap, Kim has recommended that if you're in your kitchen and things you can do at home, you know, march around while you're brushing your teeth, certainly good. Don't stand in front of the microwave. Do a few laps around your kitchen. Do some lunges. When you're unloading the dishwasher, make sure to get those good squats in. Add a few extra. Reach up to put it into the cabinets and lift that plate up and down 15 times before you set it away. Just things that sound like they're sort of stupid little things, but they actually do burn extra calories. They make a big difference. And at work, try a treadmill desk if there's one available at your work. Otherwise, sit on a ball, stand and do your work, put your laptop on a little bit higher shelf and stand so that you can work that way. Okay, Kim, so we've recapped. Give me some more that we can do when we're at work. You know, whether moving our legs, doing leg extensions,
sure.
sitting at our desk, anything.
Yeah, when you're sitting at your desk, you know, you might even have the option of sitting on a stability ball, and that can help you balance. It can build core strength, and it just makes you a little more mentally alert. You can also maybe put some resistance bands in your desk drawer and pull those out. Those can be great. If you do some upper body stretching and resistance band work, it can relieve that tight neck, take the tension out of your upper back, and also some.
Do you remember the Thighmasters?
Oh my gosh! Yes, I am.
So you could sit there with a Thighmaster under your desk.
Oh, you could.
And you could and squeeze that Thighmaster back and forth, and then use the banding, put them around the outsides of your knees, and go out. And there you've got abductor and adductor exercises. Sorry, Kim. Go on.
No, that's okay. And I think also just, you know, if you have.
Oh, we only have 30 seconds left.
Okay.
Yep.
So just finding some movement that you can do within your desk, standing up, doing some stretching. And it's all about breaking up the sitting and trying to get some extra movement in.
Absolutely. And it's great advice. Get that extra movement in. You'll burn extra calories and you will feel better for it. And you'll probably get more work done. You'll be more motivated and you'll think a little bit more clearly. That's what I need to do. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on the award-winning Radio MD. And if you missed any of the great information we're giving, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Stay well and stay tuned.